The water's gonna destroy my sandcastle. I worked really hard on it. Now it's just gonna wash away.
Well, don't worry too much. It's just sand. You can always build another one. Well, hey there, everybody. This is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Come on in and get comfortable. I'm glad that you're here today. You know, building sandcastles is a lot of fun, but the trouble is they don't last very long. As soon as the tide comes in, well, they'll be gone. That's why it's so important in your life to build on things that matter. Not things that are temporary, but things that are eternal. Here's what Jesus said about it in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. Save your treasures in heaven, where they cannot be destroyed, for your heart will be where your treasure is. Our story today is called Washed Away. Elise molded a huge sandcastle on the beach, trying to make it look like the ones she saw on TV. She made soaring towers and dug a deep moat all around it. Then she noticed that the ocean's waves were coming closer and closer. Help, Dad, she exclaimed. The water's going to wash away my castle. Dad shook his head. It's no use, he said. The tide is coming in, and the waves will come a lot higher before they go back down. Elise didn't want to believe that. She dug a wide trench all around her castle and built a sand barrier to protect it. But water soon crashed over the barrier and filled the trench. The waves splashed against the castle, pulling it apart with watery fingers. It took me a long time to build that, moaned Elise. And now it's gone. Well, just be glad it's only sand, said her sister Danielle. Sometimes people lose real houses in fires and storms, don't they, Dad? Dad nodded. Actually, all earthly possessions are a little like that sandcastle, he said. Lots of people work their whole lives to get more and more things that won't last. It's too bad so many people are more concerned about their present life than their future one. They forget that there's something much more important than earthly things. Like living for Jesus? Asked Elise. Grandma has a plaque on her wall that says, Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Dad nodded. That's right. No one can keep earthly things forever. Instead of worrying so much about earthly treasures, we should store up treasure in heaven. Well, how do we do that? Asked Danielle. Well, said Dad, the most important thing is to trust Jesus as our Savior. He's the only one who can give us salvation and eternal life. Then, as we learn to live as children of God, we'll start to care more about what He wants than what we or other people want. The things we do to serve Him and the things we give up to do it will build us treasure in heaven. So, how about you? Where are you building up your treasure? Here on earth or in heaven? It's easy to chase after all the things this world can offer you, but they don't last. You can't take them with you when you die. But Jesus offers us eternal life in heaven, where treasure lasts forever. Build true treasure by trusting and serving Him. Our key verse is found in Matthew 6:20. It says, Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And our key thought, build treasure that lasts. I'm glad you had a chance to join me for today's Keys for Kids story. Why don't you write me and let me know what you thought of today's story? The best way to get a hold of me is to write me an email from our website, keysforkids.org. Once you're there, click on Contact Us. You can write me a message about what you thought of the Keys for Kids story, including what you learned today. I would love to hear from you, so tell me what you think when you go to keysforkids.org and click on Contact Us. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.